USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. continue to rise, with new daily infections averaging more than 100,000. According to new data, the seven-day average of new cases is just over 107,000, a level not seen since the surge over the winter. Hospitalizations and deaths are also on the rise, with more than 40,000 currently hospitalized, according to the CDC. Deaths are averaging about 500 a day as of Friday, up from about 270 just 2 weeks ago. Health officials say the surge could continue if more people are not vaccinated. Just over 50% of Americans are now fully vaccinated, with more than 70% having received at least one dose. And the bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, allowing for a final vote Monday or sooner. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The mayor of McAllen, Texas, has ordered the creation of a tent city to deal with an influx of COVID-positive migrants that have been released in the city. Mayor Javier Villalobos said Friday that the charities that have been helping migrants released in McAllen cannot handle the numbers anymore and asked the Biden administration for more help. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Carrera says it's unfortunate that the mayor had to make that move. He tells Fox News that the situation should not have been allowed to get so bad.
You know, it's very concerning, and we're thankful that Mayor Villalobos is doing what he's doing. It's unfortunate the last mayor of McAllen just kind of turned a blind eye to it, as well as the county administration. They were constantly saying there was no crisis down here, there was no state of emergency, and only when the news broke the story of COVID-positive people that were released from custody are roaming around the towns and potentially infecting our citizens, that's when people started to wake up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With COVID cases rising among children, there are concerns that schools that are reopening soon may shut down again. Mike Fortier reports.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona may have added to those concerns with comments he made yesterday at a town hall in Boston. He indicates he's open to shutting down schools.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, telling USA Today yesterday schools need to be open.
The most important thing is to get the children in person back to school.
He says lockdowns were an attempt to prevent hospitals from being overrun with COVID patients, but we're not seeing that as a threat right now. Fauci also saying that we can expect a flood of vaccine mandates from schools and businesses once the FDA gives full approval for COVID vaccines. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And on the penultimate day of competition at the 2020 Olympics, Team USA took gold in the men's and women's 400-meter relays. With the win, Allison Felix becomes the most decorated American track and field athlete in Olympic history, with 7 golds, 3 silvers, and a bronze. Defending men's soccer champions Brazil beat Spain 2-1 to claim their second straight gold medal. And Neeraj Chopra took gold in the men's javelin throw, the first gold in track and field for India in Olympic history. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.